All right, no, I'm good now. I'm good
The
now.
first podcast back in forever, and he's taking his sweet ass time to get ready. Holy shit.
Dude, I sound good
Unreal.
now.
Unreal, dude. The balls on this guy, the fucking cojones on this motherfucker.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. It's almost like he's not even excited to be back.
And welcome back to your least favorite podcast. My name is Braxton, and I'm joined today by Devin
Hey.
and Antonio.
Hello.
I had to say Antonio's name last because he frustrated me.
Yeah, I figured. Oh my God.
It's been a while since we recorded the podcast. We decided to take a little break, kind of change some things up, regroup, and kind of figure out what direction we wanted to go with it. How have you guys been? Because I
I've
don't
been good.
talk to you guys much.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man,
you're
well, you're
obnoxious.
busy, we're
You
busy,
think you're
you know.
so cool. I'm Braxton. I have a camera and a fiance. I'm better than half the world. That's you.
I have two
That is
cameras,
him.
actually.
Oh,
He's
wow.
even better
Welcome to the
now.
1%, buddy.
But,
How have you been, buddy?
me or Tony?
You, I live with Tony. I know how Tony is.
Good.
That's true.
I've been fucking living my best life. Ish. Living my best life ish. I got promoted at work.
Nice.
My wedding videography is kicking off. I'm out here.
Hell yeah, you out here grinding.
I'm out here with the grinds. Getting a
Dude, I
new
have
computer
like.
soon. Excited as fuck about that.
Oh, hell yeah. What are you going to be using it for? Like videography, photography, or
Video editing, yeah. Yeah, I need
You got new what? You got a new laptop?
I'm getting the Mac Mini.
Computer.
The
Oh, nice.
Mac.
That's what my buddy has.
Yeah, it took probably 20 reviews on YouTube for me to convince myself to get it.
Yeah.
Because I don't typically like Mac products. I don't like the interface, but I'll give it a shot. And if I don't like it, I'll just return it.
Right. Well, it works pretty well, honestly. That's what I'm kind of like in a musical group, and we have been doing a lot of our stuff on his Mac Mini, and it just works really well for everything that we do. So, if you're just
Yeah.
going to be doing like editing, videos and editing pictures and stuff, it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yeah,
So,
and
hell
it
yeah.
has the that new M1 chip. Has that new
MacBook smell, one would say.
I mean, it's not a MacBook. So,
That
Yeah, you stupid
new
ass.
Apple product smell.
Hell yeah, there you go. But yeah, the
Wait, I want to say something to
direction.
you really quick,
Yeah, what's up?
Braxton.
What's up? What's up, baby?
Our good friend Bailey Fistner, Pit Sniffer 0917, wanted me to let you know that he is mad at you for not liking fruit.
Ah, yes, I don't enjoy fruit. Apples from
He's
time to
fucking
time.
wrong for that.
Apples from
Wait, you don't
time to
like
time.
fruit?
Okay, easy, relax.
No,
The way
no.
okay, so the way it came up is Arla shared something on Facebook that had fruit. Bailey commented on it. I commented on it. And I was like, because he was like, I just saved Braxton because he was like, put some peanut butter on that bitch or something like that. I was like, I don't really like fruit that much. I like apples sometimes, cut up. Shut the fuck up! Sorry.
Let people live, bro. Damn.
You're like our dog. Like fucking somebody outside will close their car door and Bub's like, boom, 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 fucking at the door,
My
ready.
windows are completely open. So
Oh
they just
my
definitely just
God.
heard me scream that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I like apples from time to time. I like
Listen,
grapes.
man, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you.
I like
I didn't
banana
need the
shakes.
I didn't need the backstory, man. I just don't know why you don't like fruit.
I do. It depends on the fruit.
Grapes?
I like grapes.
Yeah, Tony just got some seedless grapes from the store, and oh my God.
Banging, bro.
Have you ever
Oh
had
my
the
God,
have
fucking
you guys ever
straight
had the
bussin'.
cotton candy grapes? What?
Lemon wanted to try them because they were at Sam's Club, but she also heard from her friend that they were terrible.
There's
Cotton
well,
candy grapes
hear
sound
from
terrible.
a different friend. They're good.
Okay,
You
well,
have
we're gonna go to
shit
Sam's Club.
taste.
Have you tried them, Tony?
No, I
Then
just
you
know what
can't
you
tell me I have
like.
shit
But I
taste.
will just say, coming from the man that doesn't like fruit, if he likes those, I might take him up on it.
See?
But that's the thing, he doesn't like the
See?
taste of fruit, so that means it doesn't taste like fruit.
It tastes
I
like
get
fruit.
your logic, but I'll still try it.
Yeah, it's good. It doesn't taste like cotton candy itself. That's just what they're called.
All right, buddy. All right.
Whatever you say.
Yeah, whatever.
But so the direction we wanted to go with the podcast we've talked about for a
Actually,
while.
do you mind if I take it over? I got a couple things to say. Basically, the last
I
podcast sucked, right?
really bad.
Number 10 was bad. We came in there, we thought we had an idea of what we're doing, when in all actuality, we had no idea what we're doing. So basically, we were the Seinfeld of podcasts. We got in there and we started talking about nothing.
Literally, and it's so funny because it jumped around because like I would stop recording something and then I would start recording when I thought we were really getting back into it, and then it was just
And yeah, just to be like 100% like, what's the word? Transparent. There we go. We honestly didn't know what to do. We all felt like after that last podcast, we were like, what the fuck do we do? And then so we started thinking of ideas, like what are things that can get us together? We started with music, like just a boring old, not, I shouldn't say that because there are good music podcasts. Just straight music podcasts because we're all into music. We all have different types of music that we listen to. We are all very opinionated on the things we do, some more than others. I was talking about me.
Yeah, I know.
Then things went around that didn't go well, and then I think one thing that we all landed was that connected all of us, no matter what it was, is entertainment. Where and the fact Devin's an actual musician, Braxton's an actual cinematographer. I love both with all my heart. And so that's kind of the direction we're gonna go in, and we're gonna start today off with a pretty like universal one. Everybody can love it. Superheroes, and so that'll be the start of our new entertainment podcast. Changes will come in the future. I don't know what they'll be, but it's definitely gonna take a different direction. So just bear with us.
Yeah, well, we even had to like, think, should we change the name? Like, but I mean, the name, it didn't really need change. But like even Devin said and pointed out when we like really started throwing around the idea of like changing pace a little bit is like it sounded like the way he said it. It sounded like we were 15-year-olds in our mom's basement, just talking, and that, everybody does
Yeah, there's
that.
just no real direction. There's nothing really that
Like
set it
a lot of our
apart.
feedback, and surprisingly, we did reach a lot of places. I didn't think we were going to reach basically out of Michigan, but then we had like what, 12 states, eight, seven countries, and it's like, I don't know if that's concurrent or whatnot, but no, I didn't think it would. And a lot of some of the feedback we have, like we have really supportive friends, and it's like a lot of the friends enjoyed it, but we didn't hear feedback from everybody. So my thought was, it's probably funny to our friends that we do a podcast because they know us, rather than someone who doesn't know us. Because we're not like, I'm trying to think, Tom Segura or who's another podcaster, Joe
Joe
Rogan. Like,
Rogan.
yeah, like we're not anybody who anybody's gonna care about. So
Yet.
we were thinking, how? Yeah, yet how can we reach someone that doesn't know us and either still be funny and entertaining? And that was the move with this. So we're a little more organized.
And it really opens. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Talk about organized and fucking get disorganized.
it really honestly also opens the door for us to like interview like actual like other creators and
Yeah, like
actors
local.
and and local people. Yeah, so it definitely opens that door too, because who the fuck wants to come on a podcast where you're talking about dicks the whole time?
Well, that's just
I mean,
common.
me.
But one of the things we wanted to talk about, because we all watched it today, finally, was the Snyder Cut.
Snyder Cut.
The Snyder Cut of Justice League. I feel like Devin and Antonio have a very, very strong opinion on it, and I'm looking
I don't
forward to
have a
hearing
very,
it.
I'm not gonna say a very, very strong opinion on it
Really?
because that's the
I
thing.
honestly kind
That's
of
the
want to
thing
let
is I.
Braxton. I'm sorry.
Yeah, rude ass.
Yeah, my bad. Finish up.
Motherfucker. No, I'm over it now. I'm out of here, dude.
Okay. This has been your least favorite
But
podcast. Thank you.
we were gonna go a
the
different
thing is,
direction, now we're just completely done.
I don't have a strong opinion on it because I don't have a strong opinion on it. That's the thing. The movie didn't like grab me in any way, except for like the last fucking like 5 minutes of the
All right, time
epilogue.
out. We can either cut this or not. I feel like if we're gonna talk about it, it's implied, but I feel like we should say there's a spoiler alert.
I wasn't really going to talk about specifics.
I mean,
I was just.
shit. Yeah, you know what? I'm like, I get it because I don't want to accidentally slip up either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like I.
So yeah, definitely possible spoiler alert. We're not sure. We'll see. There, now that I said it. Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead,
Okay.
Devin.
I'll just here. I'll do a sound bite really quick, and then just put this sound bite at the beginning
Do you
of
want my
us
guitar?
talking. No, 1 second. Spoiler alert!
I should have muted my mic, probably.
What's
I probably should have muted my mic because I can hear you through my headphones.
What if
Okay, yeah, mute your mic real quick.
what if I just don't put that at the beginning and it's just like, hang on, let me.
It. No, I'm kidding. But all right. So we're gonna be back in. Hold on. I'm gonna hit the cue card thing. All right. Scene five, take four. So I just didn't really have a strong opinion on the movie because there wasn't really much in the movie that gripped me. Like so I actually wrote a couple notes because I wanted to try to stay engaged on the movie. But for part two, I fell asleep. I like literally fucking fell asleep. Tony had to wake me up. He's like, hey, if we're not gonna watch this, we can just turn it off. I was like, no, I want to watch it. I want to watch it. So like, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if you were going to continue. I was just going to comment on part two.
You can comment on it.
I was just going to say, I think they could have gone a different direction with the Snyder Cut, because they accomplished what they were doing very well. Because as a non-DC watcher like Devin, who hasn't watched any of like Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, or Aquaman,
Ooh,
I've tried.
jumping straight into the Snyder Cut, and I was like, hey man, part one and two is basically just like the first 20 minutes of each of the movies. You know that, right? And he was like, oh my god, that's what I was feeling. So they portrayed it very well. It's just boring. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like, the start of the movie is like, you know, if you're watching it for one movie, it's great, but we just basically watched it for four different movies.
Yeah. Yeah, for those that don't know about the Snyder Cut too much, so they have like six parts of the movie and then an epilogue. But like the first four parts are basically like explaining about most of the characters' like backstories and how they got to where they are, or something along those lines. And I can agree that the up until like probably like the fourth part, I was also very unengaged.
That's a problem because the first four parts is 3 hours of a movie. Like I shouldn't have to be watching a movie for 3 hours to
You
finally
can
be like,
watch all of
okay.
Endgame right there and have beginning, middle, end.
I think I got engaged when they started showing Cyborg's backstory. That's when I
That
really
was
like, because I
cool.
didn't know too much about him going into the movie itself, and maybe it's me, like it's been a while since I saw like the original Justice League movie, but I did like how different it was from the original
Yeah,
Justice League
and
because
that's what I kept saying to Devin, is like, oh, this wasn't in the original, that's cool. Like,
there was
Barry and his father
only like
are.
3 or 4 parts that I remember from the original
Yeah.
in the movie, and they're
So it's
very
cool that they kind
small.
of retconned it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna like bite the fucking bullet here. I didn't care for it one bit. Like this, I think the CGI was terrible. They used way too much slow-mo.
Then, really quick, can I before you keep going? Then, can I finish what I was saying for? Because I
Oh,
have like my
yeah,
notes
absolutely.
here.
Yeah, it's our
I got
bad.
my
Yeah, go for
notes.
it.
So, part one, the beginning fight with Steppenwolf and the Amazonians, there was way too much fucking slow motion. Like half of the first like 30 minutes of the movie was in like half speed. Like the first 30 minutes of the movie could have been 15 minutes, but it was basically all in slow motion. And like that
Oh,
just
I
got
get what you
super
mean.
fucking annoying. Like it was just like the whole fucking thing. Like it's not like they're in, you know, regular motion and then they would do a cool slow motion punch. Like no, like literally a girl would be running down a corridor and they're just fucking slow motion. And then somebody jumps up in the air and it's slow motion. And it's just the entire fucking time. And it was so fucking obnoxious, and then it finally stopped for a little bit, and then there was a part where I think of what is it, Philippus is her name, she was like running or some shit like that, and Tony was like, well, they're Amazonians, so they just they look like they're big and like moving really slow, but then like the next shot it showed her running normal speed. I was like, no, this whole fucking thing has just been in fucking slow motion. Like this movie's 4 hours long because half of it's in fucking slow motion. And that was fucking obnoxious. But I will say, though, from the first part, they did a great job at making us hate Steppenwolf right off the bat. And that's something that's, not easy to do in a good way. Like a lot of people will just, like, have there be, like, mindless killing and, like, oh, I hate that fucking bad guy now. But they actually showed, like, a motive behind what he was trying to do. And like as to why you should hate him because he's like not just a bad guy, he's trying to like unleash this terrible shit upon the world. So I thought they did that pretty well, like showing that this is a bad guy that you shouldn't like. But other than those things, I have nothing else good to say until part four. And
Like,
then that's just the honest truth.
here's my thing I liked about it is one thing I think that is separates Deadpool from the actual, like, all the other superhero movies is not just the fact that, like, he's a standalone and did great, right? I think it's the fact that it portrays people as real, as in the fact, like, there's no doubt in my mind Iron Man was swearing. Like, in my fucking head, there's no way Thor is not crashing that hammer down going, "Fuck yeah!" So I think that like them allowing like Cyborg to say like "fuck the world" and Batman looking at Joker going, "I will fucking kill you." It just brings
Yeah,
it
that
down to
was
like
dope.
that. Yeah, I
realness.
really fucking enjoyed that, and I think that was the problem with the original was it was too lighthearted. It was too light in general, from what I remember. I think I only watched it once. But it was like Devin hasn't seen it. But it was very light. It wasn't dark like it was intended. Like the problem was, if you don't know Devin, so Zack Snyder's daughter passed away, so he stepped down from the movie. They brought
Oh
in
my
this new
God, I didn't
direct.
know
That's why it said For Autumn at the end.
Oh.
So that's why, and the reason he came out with the Snyder Cut is because they brought on this new director, and he went through and like changed a bunch of shit in editing, reshot like half the movie. And so like that's why like a lot of it isn't the original movie. So you have to see the original movie and really like be able to make that comparison. But I enjoyed it after Cyborg's story. Like that's when it really caught my attention and then I was kept through it. But I enjoyed it. The Snyderverse itself is really fucking weird. Like I hate Ben Affleck as Batman.
I
Absolutely
just
hate
hate
it.
Ben Affleck.
I don't
I
hate
hate him.
him as an actor.
Name a good movie. Name a good movie.
Good Will Hunting.
He wasn't
Sure,
the main
he wasn't the
character,
main
was he?
character, but I don't. I mean, I guess I haven't seen much of Ben Affleck, but from what I have
His
seen,
best role is probably The Accountant, where he plays a sociopath, right? So he doesn't have to show emotion. He just, "Hey, I'm Ben Affleck. I'm here to do your numbers." That's it. That's all he had to do. You could have paid me to do that, bro.
But yeah, I don't like him as Batman. I think he's the second worst one behind George Clooney.
You didn't like Clooney's Batman?
Nobody likes Clooney's
Yeah,
Batman.
nobody, buddy,
I
I'm
liked his
sorry.
Batman just because he's a silly boy. He's like
Clooney
a.
apologized for that.
Listen, I like his Batman. It might just be the nostalgia for me because I watched it a lot with my cousins, but I like
Oh, it's
that Batman.
nostalgia because fucking
Was
Uma Thurman's hot.
that with? All right, no, I might just be
Arnold.
remembering wrong, but yeah, Arnold was Mr. Freeze, right? Okay. Okay, yeah, I liked that one.
See, like,
They
and
made
like,
Mr. Freeze look like a fucking idiot, bro.
they
He's like,
did, honestly, yeah.
you need
But
to chill.
to be fair, I haven't seen that movie in probably like 15 years, to be very fair.
Well, as a kid, I enjoyed it, and then I got older and I watched it again. I'm like, this is awful. This whole
I
movie
haven't
is
watched it,
just
yeah,
so
in a long
awful.
ass time.
And like the thing that frustrates me just about just the Batman thing in general is like they can't keep a Batman. And it's almost the same thing as Spider-Man, but not really. Like there's been far more live action Batmans than Spider-Man. But it was like the first movie was Michael Keaton, and then it was Val Kilmer for the next two, then George Clooney, then Christian Bale, then who else? Ben Affleck, duh. But they're still doing the Snyderverse, and now they have somebody else coming in as Batman while they're still doing the Snyderverse. That doesn't make sense.
Ben Affleck is coming back for HBO like TV shows as Batman, and Henry Cavill is coming back as Superman for HBO things.
That doesn't. Oh, so, God.
DC, which just I don't to, mind. I mean, Henry Cavill as Superman. I couldn't think of another Superman right now, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to make a Flash movie too. I'm not
with
sure.
Ezra Miller.
I'm not sure if he's supposed to be on it or not.
I love Ezra Miller.
So do I.
Yeah, I think he did great, honestly. Yeah.
But but the fucking the slow motion thing with the car, that was fucking weird.
What do you mean?
In the Snyder cut.
I know, but like, what do you mean? Like, it's weird.
It was fucking just so weird how he, spoiler alert, like ran up to the girl and then like brushed her hair to the side and stared at her and smiled, and it was just fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, because if you've seen the show, I think like it's his love interest. Like, I think that's supposed to be who it is. I've never seen like the Flash enough to like the TV show, the CW one.
So that could be Iris West.
Uh-huh.
But say that, like, they didn't make that.
If that's going to be an important person, they should have made that known.
Yeah.
Because the way that it was, like, honestly, like me not knowing the DC universe, I just figured she was just one off character. Like,
well, because
if I had to choose between Grant Gustin and Ezra, I'd choose Grant.
I would choose Ezra, all day, every day.
I'm sorry, but anyway, go ahead.
Is I understand there's movies like that, but one thing that sucks to say is because like any production that you know you put all this time into, it probably means a lot to these people. Obviously, it's a 4-hour movie, and plus the movies they've already done, where it's like we just have such a standard like for superhero movies now because of the Marvel movies. You know what I mean? And this just it didn't hold up. Like, for somebody who doesn't know, like DC and Marvel Comics, Marvel did a great job of you not needing to know what the fuck was going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And then now, and like, the DC, like, the epilogue and stuff like that, when they're in this alternate reality of, like, the desert, and so, like, Deathstroke's hanging out with Batman, the Joker's there, and they're bringing up the Jason Todd thing where Joker, like, spoiler alert, I mean, I don't think we have to mention it more than once, but like we're gonna spoil the movie where Joker's talking about killing Jason Todd in front of Batman. Not everybody knows that unless you read the comics or you played the games. It was mentioned in the games, but like there's a chance like an older fan didn't do that, and so it's like you don't talk about those things. And then now at the end of the movie, Martian Manhunter's bringing up the anti-life equation. Not everybody knows what that is.
Well, they were talking about that at the end of the movie, too. Like, the, fucking, was it Darkseid and them niggas? Like, somebody was talking about the anti-life equation, other than the Martian homeboy.
I don't remember. But I completely get where Tony's coming from with that. Because, like he said, in Marvel movies, you don't really have to think about it or be familiar with comics to watch it. Like, I took Arla to see Captain Marvel. That's the only Marvel movie she's ever seen, and she enjoyed it, like, not knowing anything about superheroes. And then she saw the Dark Knight with me too, and she really loved that.
They also did a good job, but that, I mean, that's the Dark Knight's in a league of its own. It's literally one of the best films ever created, like, and like hands down. I've struggled to find somebody to look me dead in the eye and tell me one thing that was wrong with the movie.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, like, the DC TV shows versus the movies, I would pick the TV shows every time. Like,
that's
like,
what I, yeah.
Like, post The Dark Knight Rises. Like, post The Dark Knight, like, anything before that, it's DC movies, because DC TV shows weren't really relevant. But like Arrow, The Flash, Gotham, they even had Batgirl for a season. Like, they were all so good.
They had Supergirl too.
Supergirl, I forgot about that, yeah. But yeah, they're all so good, and it sucks that they don't have the same actors and actresses playing them in the movies. I think they would do much better. But that could be a hot take. I'm not, I
Yeah.
don't
Oh, you're right.
know.
I wholly agree.
Yeah. No, and that's one
I've
thing
just never
I
really been a
was
huge DC person is my problem. Like, I've always just been like, even when I was a child, like getting comic books, like I loved Marvel. Like X-Men was always my favorite. That's why I'm fucking waiting for the MCU to bring the fucking
They
mutants.
already
But
have.
I'm waiting for like the whole like the big reveal of like I'm
Okay,
waiting
I
for
get
the
what you're saying.
big
The
fucking
Disney-owned X-Men.
Whoo! Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Well,
Yeah,
because
well, I mean they.
you want to know the crazy thing, right? You want to know what Disney fucking did to Hugh Jackman?
What?
They walked up to this motherfucker's door because he said that he was done with Wolverine, right? After Logan. So Disney walked as soon as they got the rights. They walked up to his door and handed him an empty check and said, "Fill it out."
Damn.
Like
Did
he's set on money.
he?
Nobody knows. That's the only thing I've read up on it. And I was like, the start of March Madness.
Damn.
So about a month.
Well, I mean, have you guys seen Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
I'm in love with it. I
Dude.
am so in love with that fucking show
Yeah,
now.
it's so good. I'm so caught up on it.
Yeah, I know you're not, Tony, and I want to fucking talk about it, but we literally
Oh,
cannot.
no. It's so good, Tony. It's
It is
so
so good.
fucking
The way that
good.
episode 4 ended,
I
my
was
jaw
in
was on the
awe.
fucking
I was
floor.
in fucking awe.
And
I
all these
even.
people were like, "Oh, well, if you read the comics, you would know." Shut the fuck up, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I didn't read every single fucking Marvel comic that's ever existed. I'm
But
sorry.
it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can read the comics all you want, but you don't know how it's gonna play out on screen until it happens.
Exactly. Because
So,
the
eat a
Infinity
dick.
War like was completely different than what it
Yeah.
was. Like the Infinity Gauntlet, all that shit was completely different than how they portrayed it in the movies.
Well,
Like Nebula
also.
ended up getting the Infinity Gauntlet and fucking she ended up like snapping away. It was like a whole bunch of different shit happened.
Well,
But
there's been other like Infinity Wars and other people have held the gauntlet and taken it from Thanos too as well.
yeah,
Yeah. But
different
like
timelines.
Cap was supposed to die from Bullseye in Civil War. Like that's one of like when you're quoting the Marvel comics during Civil War, that's what that was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different versions of comics for everything, DC and Marvel. Like there's a Black Spider-Man, which I think would be really cool, like
Miles
live action.
Morales.
Yeah.
I don't even. You know what? I changed my mind. Fucking Into the Spider-Verse is another almost perfect movie.
Why almost perfect?
Why almost?
Yeah.
Let's see. I haven't seen it in a while. I know there is one takeaway. Let me rewatch and I'll get back to you next week.
Fuck yeah, I'll rewatch it too, because
I will
it's
say
been a
though,
minute.
speaking of Into the Spider-Verse, they're gonna be having Miles Morales real fucking soon in the
You think so?
they have to. They literally brought up fucking Miles's uncle like in Spider-Man Homecoming. Like he was like
Homecoming or Far From Home?
Homecoming. Cause in Homecoming, Childish Gambino or Donald Glover's character is Miles Morales's fucking uncle.
Uncle?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
there's like a whole thing, because he was like the name. So when Peter Parker's first looking into all that shit that was happening in Homecoming, I don't know if you guys really remember Homecoming, but like after the events of fucking what was it? The Age, I don't think it was Age of Ultron. I think it was the first Avengers movie. Either way,
Yeah,
after the events of
that's
one
the
of the
first one.
movies. Yeah, after the events of one of the movies, there was this cleaning crew that came to like pick up all the shit, but then like the global defense people were like, "No, this is all alien shit. We gotta take it." And they're like, "Okay, well, we're gonna fucking take some shit anyway." And they took some shit and we're selling it for like all this like shit. And Donald Glover's character was just trying to get like a gun, like trying to buy a gun so he could like fucking armed robbery somebody or something. And these dudes are trying to give him like this alien technology and shit. And he's like, "Man, like y'all got to get these guns out of this neighborhood. I got a nephew here." And like he said that, and also when it showed his name on the fucking thing when Spider-Man was looking him up, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but it was Miles Morales' uncle's name.
Huh.
So, like, his uncle is already in the confirmed Kevin Feige fucking, like, Jon Favreau MCU. So, like, it's just a matter of time before he's in the big screen. And there's Spider-Man No Way Home coming soon, which I'm fucking stoked on.
Same.
Because the fucking
Absolutely stoked
best
on it.
Doc Ock confirmed to be in
Bro,
it.
Alfred
Yeah.
Molina, my nigga. Oh my God. When I saw that, oh my God, I had to send it to you, Tony. I don't know if you saw my video that
I
I
did,
sent to
and
you
Jamie
earlier.
Foxx is coming back.
Right? Dude, oh my
So
God.
you
Little fun
know,
fact about Jamie
you
Foxx.
know damn well Toby and Andrew got to be coming
Tobey
back
Maguire.
too.
There was this Tobey Maguire, like, fan, like, submitted art shit of, like, him. Like, he had, like, a beard and, like, scars all over his face, and he had, like, a vest on that had, like, the Spider-Man print on it. And I was like, oh my God, if this is what Tobey Maguire looks like in the fucking No Way Home movie, I am going to come, okay? Like, I will not be able to hold it back.
I'm not going to the theater with you.
Yeah, what the
Don't.
fuck?
Don't. I will need
Don't.
to get an entire theater for myself. Or I'll just see it in the drive-in. Just drown myself
No,
in the
that
car.
honestly, I'm so excited. We because
Sorry.
Devin and I have never been to the theater together. Like, as close as we are and as much crazy shit as we do, we've never been to the theater together.
Wow, and you're not gonna start in hell, apparently.
We're gonna start now. Don't let him fool you.
But I honestly had my doubts about Tom Holland as Spider-Man when it was first announced, or like when I first saw the first Civil War trailer that he was in. And I think he might be my favorite Spider-Man.
Well, yeah, I have a theory on that.
You
I've
have a
been saying this since the movies came out. Like, I know it's talked about now on Twitter or TikTok, but before TikTok came out, I had my theories. Well, I guess TikTok was Musical.ly back then.
I haven't seen it on TikTok, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Tobey Maguire was a good Peter Parker, bad Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield, bad Peter Parker, good Spider-Man. And
Andrew
Tom Holland's
Garfield was
both.
way too fucking
And then
hot to
Tobey
be Peter
Maguire
Parker.
or Tom Holland is both.
Yeah, he's a
Perfect.
good Peter Parker, good. He's like a nerdy, attractive, but also like really witty, like which Spider-Man needs to be.
Yeah.
And he also has that almost like kid innocence factor that Spider-Man had.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah. He's just
That's an
perfect,
interesting
honestly.
theory. I didn't think
Tom
about that.
Holland is the perfect Spider-Man.
And Peter Parker.
Absolutely.
And Peter Parker, yeah.
And Peter
He's both of them. But
Parker.
yeah, Andrew Garfield is just way too hot to be Spider-Man. Like in Spider-Man Far From Home, like there's that
Tom
one
Holland is a
dude that
good-looking dude.
Yeah, but what I was just gonna say, like, he's a good-looking dude, but like there's that other dude in Far From Home that's like into MJ, and he's like clearly, like, conventionally more attractive than Tom Holland, in my opinion. Like, he's kind of like got the tan and like the chiseled face and the jawline and all that stuff. So, like, but Andrew Garfield, if you try to like have someone, you know, battling for his affection with somebody, nobody's gonna beat Andrew Garfield. He's too hot.
And Andrew Garfield is in The Social Network, so
Yeah, it doesn't work.
even
It doesn't
hotter.
work.
Okay.
It doesn't work. He's too fucking fine.
Okay. Well, fuck me, I
I will
guess.
suck that dick.
All right.
Oh, absolutely.
Easy.
The deep.
The dick go deep. I'm sorry. I'll stop talking.
Please.
But, yeah, y'all wanna go on ahead and take a little breaky poo?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm down.
I feel like it's a good place to break it off. Break off a
I'll
piece of my dick.
break off a piece of that
break
Kit Kat
me off
bar.
a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
That. Dick. All right, yeah, we'll be
Daddy.
back, y'all.
Yay!
That's what it's called.
It's
Yeah,
about a dude
but
whose dad has
it's the
sex with a
title of a
dog.
show, so why didn't you just say
Because I still feel bad.
it.
You say it, then Braxton is dog, nigga. It's a TV show. It's a book.
Well,
I
don't
quote the
tempt him, because
book.
Braxton's gonna say it. Like, that's the thing.
Then he's canceled.
I already know he's gonna say it. Like, that's the thing. Don't tempt him. Like, don't. Like,
Okay.
here's an untold
Don't
story real quick.
give me a fucking pass, 'cause I'll use it.
I've only ever been mad at Braxton one time in my life. And the one time was at my birthday. This is the only time I've ever been mad at Braxton. So my cousin said, "Hey, we're gonna go run up to Doghouse real quick, but we'll be right back." And so Braxton goes, "Hey, why are you gonna be right back? Why are you going real quick? Like, he was just egging her on, and my cousin was already drunk, and I know she would slap the shit out of somebody. So in my head, I'm like, now I gotta be put in a situation. If my cousin slaps Braxton, what do I do? Do I defend my friend or defend my cousin? And it's the only time I've been mad at Braxton. I know if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. So from now on in the future, don't tell him to do that.
Don't tell him to say the N-word.
Yes.
What up, my
He's
nigga?
Laughing because he knows it's true.
Nigga. You pussy-ass niggas. Fuck y'all niggas.
I forgot all about that.
And she was drunk, so I know she would have done it. Like, that's the thing. And, like, I was too cross-faded to even be like, hey, Braxton, chill. Like, it was just in my head. I saw every outcome. I was Doctor Strange fucking going through 100 million and 14 different outcomes of what the fuck was going to happen, and only one of them was good.
Best case scenario, she walks away.
Well, she did. She did.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And we are back from the break. Thank you for rejoining us. And we appreciate you not leaving.
Yeah. Even after that awkward ass commercial with those fucking awkward dudes.
Yeah, I hate those guys. So I know you guys wanted to talk about trying to get me into something.
Anime.
Animu.
Yeah.
So I know you're and you're and you're I understand. A lot of people, like, it's really weird to get into anime because, like, a lot of people look at it as a cartoon. A lot of people, like, don't want to watch it because they think it's just, like, cheesy and, like, fucking all this shit. But so many anime storylines are just fucking beautiful. Just grippy with so much detail. The Naruto storyline, they bring that shit all the way back to the beginning of time. Like they tell you everything. They tell you everything, how, like, people
but
were created.
Don't worry, we're not gonna start you on Naruto. That's like 700 episodes.
Thank God. That's not what I'm just saying. Like, there's a lot of people that don't like to look into this stuff, but, like, they're missing out on a whole world of, like, a whole universe of things that they could just fucking, like, fall in love with, like, different storylines, different characters, different, like, viewpoints on life. So I want to help get you into some stuff that might, you know, change you a little bit. Like, there's friends that have helped me and changed me by just showing me a band. We might show you a TV show that changes your life.
So, and not only that, is, like, Braxton falls in the category of one of two kids, right? Braxton fell into the category of kid that watched Adult Swim up until midnight, and Devin and I watched after midnight.
Yes, sir.
It's Toonami, baby!
Toonami.
Yeah, I watched
fucking Bobo,
I watched,
Bobo,
like,
Bobo, Bobo, Bobo,
Family Guy and Robot Chicken, and then I cut out.
Yes, sir.
So, but, I mean, I wouldn't say I've been against anime. Like, I've always watched Pokemon my whole life. But that's about where I draw the line, unless you count, like SpongeBob as anime.
No, I don't.
Family Guy.
No.
South Park.
The only American TV show that's anime is Cory in the House.
I really thought you were going to say Avatar the Last Airbender. I my brain was waiting for those words to come out of your mouth.
I tried to get into Avatar, too, and I can never do that either.
Oh, that's just a mistake. But we're gonna try to get you into some good shit, my
See,
nigga.
Braxton, here's why you're dead wrong, and here's why you're dead wrong, Braxton.
You're dead wrong on that, buddy.
Hi, Lemon.
Hi.
Hi, Lemon.
Hi, Lemon.
Braxton also says hi, Lemon, and Tony also says hi, Lemon. Hi, yeah, fuck Tony.
Yeah, fuck Tony.
I pooped. Like, that's why the fan's on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before you got on the podcast, and Devin and I were talking, Devin was like, "He's pooping." I was like, "Yeah, his pre-pod poop."
Yep, yeah, pre-pod
triple,
poop.
Triple P.
P.
But what? I mean, what do you guys think I should? What do you guys think I should start with?
So a good one to start with, Antonio and I both agreed. Death Note is just really good. It's really suspenseful. To start with, if you like.
Yeah, how many episodes? There's only like 50 episodes.
30.
It's
not even 50. I'm pretty sure it's like 30 something episodes. I can look it up right now.
Okay. I guess.
But either
I could,
way, it's not a whole lot of episodes.
How long are the episodes typically?
20 minutes.
Okay. 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay. I guess I could put a pause on Watching
There's
iCarly.
only
It's
37
37.
episodes.
Yep,
I can
37
put a pause on
episodes.
iCarly. Shut the fuck
Pause
up.
on
Dude, I've been binge watching the
iCarly.
fuck out of iCarly. Are you kidding
Do
me?
you have Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say because they had seasons 4 and 5
The
on
only one
Paramount
that they
Plus.
don't have
Bullshit.
is season 6. And
Is there
if
a
I.
season? I thought season 5 was the last season.
No, season 6 was.
Oh,
But
good God.
no streaming service has it. So I'll have to like pay $10 to have it on Amazon or some shit. Just to watch it all. It's still so funny. It still holds up. Anyway.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
Fuck you,
Spencer is
Tony.
that
Don't get me wrong, I binge watched it when it first came out too.
Yeah. I've been binge watching that kind of by myself. Arla won't watch it with me. She doesn't like it
Why?
as I don't know, she doesn't like it as much. She doesn't like it as much. She liked like Drake and Josh, which I get. But
Yeah.
she just never thought it was as funny. But
Well,
I'm over
she's
here
dead
like
wrong for that
dying. Right, I'm over here
specific.
fucking dying laughing.
Yeah.
We've been binge watching George Lopez.
What's George Lopez on?
Peacock.
Peacock? What the fuck? Why is
Did
it
you
on
buy it?
Peacock?
Because
Why the fuck?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
It
But
just doesn't make
they
sense.
have all the seasons, and I think we just started the fifth today. So, and
Well, it's
then
time to get that month free trial of Peacock.
what
So you
else?
can also watch
Sweet
all the
Life of Zack and Cody.
background,
We've been binge watching that.
behind the scenes shit.
Yeah, but
You
okay. So
have
Death
Zack and
Note,
Cody?
30-ish episodes.
Yeah,
Yes, 37. Gotcha.
it's
Okay,
not long, man.
I'll write that down. What's on Netflix?
it just moves fast. Like the whole series, like it doesn't feel like it's 37 episodes.
Okay.
But yeah, it's on
And then
Netflix or on Hulu.
I'll rewatch it with you. Like it's honestly like a week project, not even.
Yeah.
So
When I first binge watched it with my brother, it took 4 days.
I want to go back on something real quick that I said like before we started recording again. Or not go back on it, but like kind of reiterate a little bit. Because Tony and Devin were talking about subtitles and how people are afraid to watch animes with subtitles, blah blah blah. And I said I was kind of one of those people because like I just don't have like the attention span to like have to watch subtitles all the time to know what's going on. Like sometimes when I'm watching a show, I like to kind of play around on my phone a little bit, you know,
Yeah.
because my ADHD.
For sure. Same here.
I actually watched for if you guys don't know. Power Rangers originated in Japan. So we're usually like a year behind them. So I was binge watching some Power Rangers on their side, so Japan. So and all that was subtitles, and it just annoyed the fuck out of me. I just can't do it. So
It's
I had to
hard,
stop watching.
honestly, but it sucks because is a thing for some people. That's really like a deal breaker for some people, like having subtitles on. Like I even have subtitles on one that's like English speaking stuff. It's
Well,
just
so does Arla, and I think that's what frustrates me the most, is she'd be like, I can't, like, can you put the subtitles on? And I'm like, what, you fucking can't hear?
See, yeah, like my ADHD gets mad when the subtitles are not on, but then my ADHD gets mad that I don't pay attention to like the screen when I'm reading the subtitles, but it's an OCD
Well,
thing.
the thing I don't like about subtitles, too, is I don't like accidentally reading the words before they're said.
Yeah, so sometimes you like catch
Because,
a punchline before it
yeah, and then it's
is said,
portrayed a
yeah.
whole different way. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucked.
Yeah. And Lemon was just saying like when you're watching a show like American Idol or something like that, and like it'll be like, and the person going home is, and it'll show the name, but like there's like that 10 second pause before they say the name.
Yeah.
David Archuleta.
Like 10 seconds
See,
later.
I can't watch subtitles on fucking cable either. Especially because like it has like that black box and
Oh yeah,
it's
no.
never in the place it should be.
Yeah, I feel you, but I just feel like with shows and like movies, there's some movies and TV shows that are worth watching it with subtitles, like Spanish movies. Like there's these old fucking like samurai movies that I used to watch with my dad and my uncles that were all in Japanese and like in Chinese and shit. There's a lot of really good movies out there and with really good storylines and really good plots.
I remember for a Spanish class, we watched Men in Black with Spanish subtitles.
With Spanish
The movie
subtitles?
itself wasn't in Spanish, just the subtitles. And I was like, that. I was
That's ghetto as fuck. No, that's your teacher just being lazy.
Yeah, I was like,
Like,
there,
no shit. Teacher
nobody's
was just
taking
lazy.
anything from this.
Yeah, no, what do you get from that? Watching a movie with Spanish subtitles. Like, she was just like phoning that one in. She was hungover
I
that
guess. That's
Holy
actually a
shit.
thing. I read that, like, a lot of the times we watch movies, the teacher just was fucked up, like it was on a teacher forum.
Yep, hungover, or they just didn't want to do shit that day.
Yeah. So you just pop the movie on.
I took a class where all we did was read books and watch movies.
Your teacher must be really fucked up all the time.
No, it was the class is literally called Film and Literature. So like
Oh.
we would read books about certain genres. So like we read A Walk to Remember for romance, and then we watched the
Nice.
movie.
I love that. I know,
Dude,
literally, I
it's my
fucking love
favorite
that.
romance movie.
Yeah, it's yeah.
And
Like,
book.
I'll never deny that. That's such a great movie.
Yeah. Have you read the book?
No.
So good. A lot better than the movie usually is. But yeah, so Transforming, obviously we've been talking a lot about superheroes and now anime and all that. So as far as entertainment goes for this podcast, I think it's gonna go, bounce back and forth from different TV shows, movies, maybe, if a entertainer fucks up with something, we might talk about it for a little bit or something like that. Just
Yeah,
like all entertainment based.
we're here. Let's talk about it. That fucking Triller pay-per-view was a fucking mess. Literally. Oh my god. Hold,
Gregson, did
like,
you watch the
I didn't
pay-per-view at all?
see. Here's the thing. Here was my thinking behind it. I knew, so I put money down on Jake, and I knew how much I would win if he won. The same amount I would have won is how much I was gonna pay for that pay-per-view. So I didn't pay for the pay-per-view. Sure, I would have made the money back, but at the same time, I also would have still lost money in a way, and I didn't bother. And so I was like, I'll see the fucking highlights and I'll be able to watch it. Why should I have to watch it live? And I heard, like, I kept reading the tweets and I heard it was a fucking disaster.
Oh my god, literally it was the one of the most professional unprofessional things I've ever seen. So
It was
I'm into UFC.
beautiful.
I'm into UFC, I'm into boxing, so I've ordered many a pay-per-view. I've been to pay-per-view events. And so usually they do carve out a 3 to 4 hour time slot. So like UFC, you have the undercard, the mid-card, and then the main event, which is usually 1 to 3 fights. Boxing's the same way, but it's 3 to 4 hours filled with what it is. This was a four card fight for 4 hours. So in between, you had a slap fight judged by Ric Flair. You had Pete Davidson high as hell.
Oh
I
my
don't know
God,
what
Jack
that was
Harlow just fucking
fast.
chilling.
Yeah, he was just there chilling. I think Pete Davidson's hosting career is over because of that, because he openly admitted how much he hated the other guy he was hosting. Fucking. Then you had the fight. Then you had the Black Keys perform, right? So it was like a normal thing. And then you had Saweetie and Doja Cat and just girls everywhere. It's like I thought I was watching a fight, but like, I don't know what I'm watching anymore.
Watching a
And
strip
the,
club.
basically, oh my goodness. And then. Fucking this E40 came out and
Hold
there
on,
was
it
this
was the fact
girl.
that it was also the fact that Saweetie was not saying a single
Oh my
thing,
god, yeah,
lip
she was.
syncing the whole thing, and like doing a shit job. She didn't even know the words to half of her fucking songs. It was fucking embarrassing to watch.
Yeah, it was.
And then E40 comes out with this girl who kept spreading her butt cheeks. She just kept
Yeah,
like
she was
with her
just spreading her
hands.
butt like her
Like with
poor
her hands, like
father,
not,
man.
yeah, not fucking twerking or anything, just sitting there spreading her butt cheeks with her hands. She was like shaking her butt a little bit, but mostly just spreading it with her hands.
I don't like
It was
E40.
great. You fell
And
out.
then,
Sorry.
yep, he
Just
came
had to throw
out.
that out
And
there.
so, again, it was so weird because he. I don't know which song he did to start out with.
E40?
Yeah.
Didn't he do I don't fuck with you?
That was the second song. He
Oh
came out and
yeah.
did something. And then a
And then
second
he
song. was I don't fuck with you, and that's Big Sean's part. And so this thing was going so terribly, I'm like, are they really just gonna play the fucking
That's
song and then he's just gonna do his verse?
and that's why I don't like E40 is because he doesn't do anything solo. He only does features, and they're never good features.
True. Well, he had like a solo album. He was mostly just a producer back in the Dizzy, but
Yeah.
then
I
he was
respect him as
mostly
a
just known
producer,
for
just
putting other people on.
not as a
And then Ice Cube
lyricist.
came out, who was dead ass one of the better performers of the night.
But still,
So
even
I
Ice Cube, that was still a little bit awkward. Just him standing one dude on a stage. It was just.
But there was no crowd or anything for the atmosphere. There
I
was no
know, that's what I'm
atmosphere in this
saying, so it was a
building.
little awkward.
And then after that was Snoop Dogg. And then this guy Too Short, and thank God it was a pay-per-view. I've
Oh
never
my
heard of this
God.
motherfucker, and he's talking about he's he goes
Too Short?
he's a
But
he's
Too
a
Short's
yeah.
good, I feel like.
He said,
I
"Oh, make me
believe
come and
that.
swallow my fluids." I was like, "Oh my God, what the fuck are we watching?"
Damn, I fuck with Too Short.
Jake Paul was on Disney Channel.
But then like they said, like Jake Paul, even though he stopped with like the kid content, right? Like making content for kids. A lot of his fan base is still young kids, and they're watching this shit, and it's a pay-per-view, you know what I mean? So people
So
like
here's a fun fact, because I usually have to argue with people on that one. Because everybody says it about Logan too, is, oh, your content's still aimed at kids and blah, 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 which it's not. And Logan's come out and said that. And both of their demographics actually range from like 18 to 25. Like if you look at
Well,
their stats.
that's for Jake Paul, that's sad.
Well.
I want to meet somebody my age fucking with Jake Paul.
Yeah.
But that could
Yeah.
also, dude, I was 13 and I said I was 18 to just do shit on YouTube, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I get
True.
that, but
Like on my old account, I'm probably like 30 by now, bro.
yeah, I think about that sometimes. Because like I used to put 1988 as my birthday for everything. Because
It's
like that's
funny.
around the time that I was doing all this shit.
I was like 12 or 13, always putting in my brother's birthday because I knew he was 18. So,
Beautiful.
I heard the first 30 seconds of the first fight was spent with Pete Davidson awkwardly shaking hands with Mario Lopez.
I don't remember that, but fucking A, I bet it happened. The whole thing was just so terribly done. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but Jamie Kennedy hosted New Year's Eve. I can't remember what fucking channel it was, but he did it one year and it was fucking awful. Like they were dropping F-bombs every fucking where. They were like the performer was awkward. Like it was like they didn't know each other's names. It was terrible. Like and that's it felt like that same exact energy. Like just nobody knew what the fuck they were doing.
But also as far as like the kids watching thing, and that's like his quote unquote demographic, I feel like that's just the parents' fault at that point. Like
Yeah.
you
What do you
know
mean?
what Jake Paul has turned into. He cusses in his videos now. He cusses online, does all this crazy shit. That's their fault at that point.
I'm just saying, if I'm ordering a boxing fight, though, I don't think I'm gonna see a girl legit spreading her ass cheeks on screen for
Yeah,
me.
I get
Like, yeah.
that, but
And the
Yeah.
dude saying, "Make me come and swallow my fluids," like, too short. You too. That was you were wrong for that one.
Too short,
Yeah.
you too crazy.
Too short. Too crazy for that one.
But yeah, I don't know what I was about to say.
Yeah, I was
I was
about to
reading an
say.
email. Sorry, I don't know what I was about to say.
Why are you reading emails right now?
Because it just came up.
Am I a joke to you?
Yes.
Is this a matter-of-facting game to you?
Yes.
Wow. So rare.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think it's about time that
feel
we
like
hit
paying
the.
for it. Yeah, let me hold on. Check
Don't
timer.
you.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left.
3 minutes? Well,
Yeah.
these last 3 minutes are going to be consumed with me saying this.
Okay.
Don't do it. Motherfucker. He's gonna do the thing.
Do the thing, Devin.
It is.
it is. I really thought you were gonna go
beans. Oh god, let me see if I can do. Let me see my longest beans. Here it is. I'm gonna start a timer on my phone.
Okay. Here you go.
My longest beans. Here it is.
Did he cut out for you?
It cut out for me. I thought he just stopped. I was like,
no, no, I think it's cutting out because he's doing the same note, and I'm like, yeah.
This fucking sucks.
You're at 25 seconds though, buddy.
I could have done it longer. It's just, guy said I was cutting out, so I was like, fuck it, why am I still doing it?
Well, honestly, I think the funniest part was the fact that we could hear you in small increments. So I was like, oh, so how you doing, bro?
I'm sorry. Are you here, Bubs? Bubs wants to get on it. Bubs, say beans. Bubs, say beans. Okay, fuck you too. But yeah, I think that's a GG for the for this episode, first episode of the Entertainment Podcast, boys.
Hell yeah. I think it was a good episode.
I think it was a GG.
It's definitely some GGs in there.
So you want me to take us out?
You know what, Devin? I do.
What a fucking joke.
That was a great laugh. Oh my lord.
I really don't want to do anything with you now.
I was not expecting that.
Alright. And the drink of the day, by the way, is the Irish Car Bomb. It's a shot of Bailey's mixed with Jameson. You drop it into a glass of Guinness and you drink the whole thing. It's beautiful. It gets you drunk off one or two of them. But signing off, this is Devin.
My drink of the day was Grape Crush. This is Braxton.
My drink of the day is probably apple juice. This is Antonio. What do
you mean, probably.
And the drink of the week is Frankie Jonas's cum. All right, bye.
God, what the fuck? This is just a bunch of, like, this is as much of a clusterfuck as I remember. Holy shit.